Hey, good morning or good afternoon, wherever you are in the world. This is Dr. Sherry Rogers, MD, filling in for your normal host, Dan Brigman. And I guess today we better talk about one of my favorite topics, the COVID virus, because right now in this week's Journal of the American Medical Association, they're showing that the worst is yet to come. As we showed last year in our newsletter, this has been a dress rehearsal. It's designed to never leave and to keep mutating so that there can never be one vaccine, one drug, etc. And the bottom line is, the healthier you have your body, the more COVID-resistant you become. And that's our focus, is making folks really COVID-resistant. I guess one of the first things we better do then is to look at some very rudimentary things, because we see such a wide range of people from everywhere in our consults. Let's do this. Let's make this really simple because there's such a wide range of people who listen and are absolutely clueless about how to make themselves COVID resistant. Pretend you are the lord of a castle, and it has one entry place, the big drawbridge, and one of your men in the tower say that, whoa, there's a horde of 100 men well supplied with weapons in the horizon that are racing toward our castle to take over. And of course, we only have a population of 20 in here, and again, not nearly the weapons that they do. What is the first thing you would do if you're the lord of the castle? You'll pull up the drawbridge and make it so they can't come in. And pulling up the drawbridge, the reason I give you that analogy is because, think of it this way, there's only one gateway or drawbridge into the human cell for COVID. You see those stylized cartoon-like drawings of the COVID virus with those red spikes all over the outside of it. These are called the spike protein, or the S protein, and some of them are made into antigens, but not all of the spike antigens, spike proteins, are in the vaccines, but some of them are. So if you are taking a vaccine, you are making antibodies against some of the spike proteins so that you can knock them off when they try to enter. But doesn't it make more sense to make sure you close the gate rather than let them in and then try to make antibodies to fight off the ones that get in? And this is what we're missing in medicine, because sure, the vaccine can make your body make antigens, but wouldn't you rather close the drawbridge also? And that's where our, open quote, experts, close quote, have dramatically failed us. They're absolutely clueless in how to protect the American population, because that drawbridge, which is analogous to what's called the ACE2 receptor, that's the gateway or the drawbridge, the only way the virus can get inside the human cells is through the ACE2 receptor, and it's closed easily by a few dollars worth of a vitamin, and it's a vitamin that most people are low in, vitamin D. Now, right away, a lot of folks will say, oh, well, I've had my vitamin D level checked and it's fine. No. If you have had it checked, first you want to see you've had the right one, 125 dihydroxy vitamin D3, and then you want to see what the level is, because the norm on all commercial lab tests now is not where you have to be COVID resistant, which is 80 to 90 nanograms per milliliter. It's 30. Why is it so low? Because years and years ago, when they first started looking at nutrients, the government was not so smart, and so they said to the doctors, "Well, no one knows where the normal is, so there are hundreds of blood samples in the laboratory already. So run a vitamin D level, and wherever the average person falls, that's what we're going to call normal." But they forgot that the blood in the lab was from sick people, people with one foot in the grave, people with cancer, people with six medications, people with an arm's length of symptoms. If they had been smart, which they still are not, they would have said, no, we're going to determine the normal levels on several hundred well people with no medications. So that's why you must see your level, because 30 is not protective for anything. In fact, I should probably go back and tell a lot of folks that who are listening maybe for the first time. I'm a medical doctor. I'm no smarter than any other doctor. I was just sicker, and I had to learn how to get rid of all my symptoms. And I ended up with four specialties and writing 15 books on how to heal without drugs. And as a result, I am well into my 70s. I have no symptoms, no medicines, play tennis daily, and don't even have gray hair yet. I have to admit, I am a junkie, a reference junkie. Everything I say, we have the scientific backup, the scientific evidence for everything somewhere in our Total Wellness monthly newsletter we've had for 30 years or in the 15 or more books. Everything is at Prestige, P-R-E-S-T-I-G-E, prestigepublishing.com. Anyway, I was very blessed with my education, even though when I was very sick, I didn't think I was too blessed, because then as we started helping people who were our readers in phone consultations, before we go through their chemistry of all their vitamins, minerals, fatty acids, et cetera, to see what is wrong that is causing their problems, I first look at their last 3 years of all their doctor's visits. And what we find, even when we see the records from Harvard, Johns Hopkins, Mayo Clinic, Cleveland Clinic, all of medicine is clueless. They are not looking for the cause and the cure. Instead, all medical practices, all specialties in the United States are handcuffed by the practice guidelines that are pretty much influenced by the drug industry, and all this evidence is in the past TW, Total Wellness. And also, they are guaranteed to never be able to heal, but to keep people indefinitely medicated, because each specialty is also handcuffed to one organ. For example, imagine the rheumatologist who treats people with arthritis. If he doesn't know anything about the specialty of allergy, then he won't know that 3 out of 4 people with arthritis are cured once they go on the nightshade-free diet. And that's in the book Pain-Free in 6 Weeks. And likewise, it goes on and on. If the psychiatrist is giving Paxil or any type of antidepressant or anti-schizophrenia drug, what's he doing? He's poisoning the brain chemistry so that you don't break down serotonin, a happy hormone, too quickly. But where is 90% of serotonin made, or the happy hormone? It's not in the brain. It's in the gut. So if he doesn't take care of the gut and get rid of the yeast from previous antibiotics and high sugar diets, etc., that can promote this, then he will never heal them. And so that's where we are with medicine, that it's a never land of constant drugs. The reason I mention that is because in the United States, we are the number one most expensive medical care system. And that's okay, because we have a lot of advantages that other people don't. But we're not number one in health, or 2 or 3 or 4. We are number 43. This is right out of the Journal of the American Medical Association. We are so far down on the totem pole 42 other countries have much better health than we do, and for a lot less money. Because as you take more and more drugs for high blood pressure, atrial fib, diabetes, etc., you create more, guess what? ACE2 receptors in your cell membrane. And that makes the U.S. one of the biggest potential targets for COVID. Because, for example, just taking one high blood pressure medicine, say you're just on a diuretic or a beta blocker or lisinopril, you've already probably quadrupled your number of ACE2 receptors. In other words, you have a castle that doesn't just have one drawbridge. It has 4 or 12 or 16. It has more gates, more entry gates for the COVID than any other castle. And your body is your castle if you haven't gotten that message yet. Anyway, there are many more analogies we could do, but I think maybe we'll shift gears now and make sure that even the most uneducated yet persons about COVID are doing some pretty important things. For example, when you come home from the store, you've already been in a building where that increases your chances of getting the virus. And like the CDC even said, it doesn't matter if you're 6 feet or 60 feet away. If you're in the same building, you're sharing the same air, and you have much higher risk of getting COVID. So when you come home, what's the first thing you should do? Oh, well, wait a minute. Before you go to the store, what should you do? And that is, sure, people wearing a mask, fine. That's great, because nasal pharyngeal mucus is one of the transmission sites. But think about where COVID was first discovered. It was discovered by Dr. Li, an ophthalmologist in Wuhan, in November 2019. He was seeing people, as an ophthalmologist, an eye specialist, come in with ordinary conjunctivitis, you know, irritation of the eyes. But in about 2 to 3 weeks, they were dying of what looked like lung cancer, an accelerated form, in ICU. And he found that it was a virus, and the Chinese Communist Party swooped in and said, you cannot talk about this anymore. They destroyed all the lab evidence. He died at 33, 6 weeks later, of COVID. Anyway, then the rest is also history. December 31st, Wuhan recognized that, yes, there was a serious problem, and they told the world, and they swooped in and treated their patients with not one, but two HIV or AIDS drugs. This is not your average flu vaccine or treatment. So you can see right away, and then there's much more evidence in the Total Wellness. Anyway, so my message is, when you go out, you should have eye cover, even if it's just sunglasses or your reading glasses. You should have hair cover because it lands on your body. You should have a big shirt that you can take off later on because it lands anywhere. It doesn't just make a beeline for your nose. Then when you get home, you do the nasal lavage. You rinse out your nose with water. Just cup your hands with water and rinse out your nose. Then you want to take 2 Boloke, B-O-L-U-O-K-E, which is a fibrinolytic lumbrokinase enzyme. All the information, the details, everything, the doses, the places you can get them are in the newsletter of this year, 2021 Total Wellness at prestigepublishing.com. Also, well, anyway, let's continue with that. But you may be able to find some of these things at the Power Mall, which brings you this program. That's 877-817-9829. So anyway, when you get home, rinse out your nose, take a couple of Bulloke, B-O-L-U-O-K-E, because it's fibrinolytic. We will get to how it zaps the glycoprotein attachment of the virus onto your cell membrane. And then you do 3 or 4 squirts of Argentin, A-R-G-E-N-T-Y-N, 23. It's a non-colloidal silver. Make sure you do not have a colloidal silver that creates heavy metal deposition in your body. A non-colloidal silver that has been used for years for, like, burn patients and warding off infections of virus and bacteria, sterilizing things, so that a couple of squirts in each nostril, plus in your throat, and then if you think you've really been exposed, shower. Even shower your hair, change your clothes. It depends. You know, if you're like in the grocery store and somebody leans over your shoulder to grab a romaine lettuce and they cough, I would go home and shower everything and take off all my clothes and put on new ones, because you don't know where that virus is. Because remember, there are only 5 places that you get it. Phlegm, fomites, food, foul air, and then a pharmacy fallacy of medications. The phlegm is why you wear the mask and you do the nasal lavage. Fomites are why you wear gloves and you wipe down the handlebars of the grocery cart, because the last person who touched it can be transmitting it, because it is now hibernating in the intestines in asymptomatic people, and we will give you the evidence for that later, and it's also all mapped out in the newsletter. Then food, because you have to be very careful of eating out or eating anything that anyone else prepared, because you don't know the status and the social history of the people who are touching your food. And this is, like I say, the virus is meant to hibernate. I've spent over 6 hours every day for over the last year studying the virology, genetics, molecular biochemistry, et cetera, of this virus. And it's meant to, one of the things that it's designed to do is to hibernate or hide out in the intestines and not produce any symptoms. In this way, it's meant to spread throughout the world, which it has done very well. In fact, in just 2 months, it was over 100 countries. So it's meant to hibernate. The virology terms for the folks who are studying the chemistry is called latency. They say a virus is latent if it's hiding in the gut and causing no symptoms, but enabling it to spread so that then later other genetic programmed instructions will then have it go to the diseases that we saw described in the Journal of the American Medical Association last year, the changes that look like lung cancer accelerated instead of killing in one, 12 months, it kills in about 12 days. So anyway, and then fouled air is the fourth one of the phlegm, fomites, food, fouled air. Anytime you're in a building, a bus, a plane, a subway, any place where the air is shared, it doesn't matter how far away you are, this can be transmitted just as many other fungi and bacteria and viruses have been in various epidemics, contaminating air handling systems, air conditioners, and so forth. And then last of all, of course, the pharmacy. If you're on any prescription whatsoever, you have already quadrupled your gates, at least. So you have many more openings or invitations for COVID than the average person does. Let's see. So back to what you would do then. Pretty much you want to make sure that you at least have showered or rinsed out the nose, bare minimum, taken something to digest the glycoprotein, and we'll have to go into that later, attachment where the virus first clings to our cells. It does it sort of like making a little clot or a fibrin type of material. And in fact, let me warn you about this. If you do, as many people have done, wake up one morning and, wow, you feel like you have the flu, and you think, oh, my gosh. And then as the day goes on, you're getting short of breath. If you think you're really getting in trouble, you right away get a D-dimer, capital D-D-I-M-E-R, and an LDH measured. Because when these have increased dramatically, it means you have doubled your death rate, the chance of death. And this is right out of the Journal of the American Medical Association. And, of course, it's referenced in our monthly newsletter, Total Wellness. So D-dimer, LDH. There are many places in the Internet where you can order your own test. There you can tell your doctor. You can go to the ER. Because if those are significantly elevated, that means you are already clotting. And as you may or may not know, if you're not one of our readers, you probably don't know, but it was in this month's Journal of the American Medical Association, and it was in last year's Chest and many other journals. COVID is a coagulopathy. In other words, it is a disease of the blood clotting system. And that's why the heparin that we wrote about in last month's newsletter is so crucial for saving lives. And if you can't get a doctor to read the newsletter and prescribe that for you for emergency methods, at least be on the Bolokee, B-O-L-U-O-K-E, the fibrinolytic or breakdown clot enzyme that is actually made from earthworms. It's a many years old Chinese remedy, actually. So we'll continue when we come back. This is Dr. Sherry Rogers, MD, filling in for Dan on the Power Hour. Thank you for listening.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Spring is here, and so are your allergies. That's why we have Quercetin at a 15% discount, available at thepowermall.com. Quercetin, it's a potent antioxidant to support immunity and normal allergen response. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys. Buy from thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. 15% off Quercetin this month only at thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optavita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
If you eat your man of food on a semi-regular basis, you're probably getting better quality food and healthier for your body than you're eating now.
Your products are GMO-free. There's no added MSG and no chemical preservatives or high fructose corn syrup. And you also have gluten-free products as well.
We have a great variety of very high-quality products.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Afternoon, Dr. Sherry Rogers, MD, filling in for Dan Brigman for the Power Hour. We've gone into quite a few things already about the COVID vaccine or the COVID virus because, as you may know, it is designed to never leave and to keep mutating. This has been a dress rehearsal. And the tsunami is yet to come. Everything that we forecasted in the newsletter in 2020 with all the evidence as well has come true. And I hope I'm wrong, but I suspect that all the evidence points to the big tsunami is going to be in 2022. So the good news is that people have time to make themselves healthier and get well. And one of the important things to do as you do this is to be very careful when you are on medication, because as you do the oil change and you do the things that correct the nutrients that make you COVID bait, the nutrient deficiencies, rather, that make you COVID bait, you may find that, for example, you no longer need your blood pressure medicine or your diabetes or your atrial fib or whatever. So you have to work very closely with your physician and keep a close eye on your symptoms, because as you get healthier in terms of COVID, you are also going to make yourself healthier in every respect, because it's the same chemistry. It's the same chemistry for everything. It's just that we don't all just look different. We are different biochemically. For example, you can have 100 people come in with high blood pressure. Some of them are totally cured with just magnesium or arginine or healing the gut or getting rid of the heavy metals, mercury, cadmium, lead, arsenic, which is big from genetically modified food, et cetera, or detoxification or correcting their zinc or their selenium or their omega-3s and doing the oil change or adding the phosphatidylcholine anchor where energy can be created and stored in the cell membrane. All this stuff is in the Total Wellness newsletter at prestigepublishing.com because I'm a reference junkie. I've researched and written these for the last 30 years so that we can empower people and show them how to make themselves well, because as we have shown, medicine in the United States is geared toward not finding cause and cure. It's geared toward making sure everyone stays on medications, the practice guidelines for everything. For example, look at the practice guidelines for high blood pressure. It says, oh, start with this drug and then this one and this one, or diabetes. There's no looking for, oh, wait a minute. A large percentage of people who with high blood pressure are just cured when you do the oil change. You put them on the cod liver oil, the eight forms of E, the phosphatidylcholine anchor, give them some magnesium, selenium, and zinc, and voila, oh, and some arginine, they no longer have high blood pressure. But that doesn't happen when you go to the cardiologist, because his practice guidelines do not encourage him to look for cause and cure. He will not be assaying your RBC, magnesium, zinc, et cetera. But all the details and descriptions for this stuff are in several of the books that we've written. Called, one is called The High Blood Pressure Hoax, which I recommend for everyone, because if you don't have healthy blood vessels in your brain, heart, everywhere, then that's very key. And, of course, COVID is now proven to be a coagulopathy, a blood clotting disorder of the vessels. So you better start learning the chemistry of the blood vessels and how to make them healthy with nutrients and diet. Another book is Your Cardiologist Killing You? Because many people have atrial fibrillation, an abnormal cardiac rhythm. And so they're given medications which, for example, one is so potent, amiodarone, that it says right in the PDR, the physician's desk reference, make sure, doctor, you have done everything you can before you put a person on this, because this drug has a high chance of killing them. And it should. It has three toxic molecules of iodine in it, not the regular form that you need every day, but a different type. On and on it goes. And then if they are resistant to all medication for atrial fib, then they're sent to the electrophysiologist for ablation. That's like hiring a doctor for $40,000 to give you a heart attack, because he's using either laser or other electrical stimuli to permanently burn or destroy certain muscle and nerve pathways in your heart in the attempt to turn off the atrial fibrillation. Whereas in hundreds of people, including my husband and myself, we've done it with nutrients. Find out what chemistry is off and fix it so that you no longer need any medications, and you no longer have arrhythmia, and you no longer ever are in danger of needing ablation or permanent heart, nerve, and muscle destruction. So in the beginning section of this radio cast, we talked about the drawbridge. Your castle has one drawbridge, and that's where the virus sticks its protein, its spike, that is on all those spikes that are on the outside, right into the ACE2 receptor on your cell membranes. That's the sort of like the drawbridge. And you can close that with vitamin D. We talked about making sure you see your level, because it has to be over 80 to 100 nanograms per milliliter is great, not 30 that says that the labs say is normal, because that's not normal. That's blood from sick people. And then you have to make sure that your cell membranes, where the vitamin D receptor is, have been healed. And that involves, again, the cod liver oil, the oil change. And I talk about that often because one of the many reasons that the U.S. is a preferential target for COVID biochemically is that not only are we number 43 in health in the world, 42 other countries have better health, but we have created new humans in the last 50 years. You say, what? Yes. As the Journal of Nutritional Biochemistry has shown for over a decade now, with lots of research, by feeding people genetically modified foods, soybean oil, corn oil, etc., the omega-6 oils, We have created new humans. In other words, if you look at the cell membrane chemistry of the omega-3, like cod liver oil, ratio to omega-6, the grocery store oil, so to speak, the normal ratio should be at least 1-to-1, if not even a little higher for the omega-3. However, most people in the United States are 1-to-20. They have flipped around. They have very abnormal chemistry, and that creates a lot of the chronic disease that we see. Most people over 50 in the United States already have one medication, one diagnosis, and then it just keeps adding every year. So my take on this whole COVID thing is, wait a minute, let's look at the good things that can come out of this. And the good that can come out of COVID is that it's maybe the last chance a lot of people have for not only getting off medications and healing whatever diagnostic label they have, but also making themselves COVID resistant. Because the same chemistry, putting the body, human body, your castle chemistry back where it belongs, where it should be, after we have changed so much, just read Detoxify or Die and you will see what I'm talking about. We have changed the chemistry of the United States people 20-fold. And this is right out of the Journal of Nutritional Biochemistry, and again, all referenced. You might say, well, gee, if nutrients are so important, how come the CDC and Journal of the American Medical Association and all these places aren't talking about it? And by the way, we haven't even gone into the seven stages of COVID, which are in the newsletter, and we may not have time today, but please get on the newsletter at prestigepublishing.com. Total Wellness for 2021, bare minimum, because all this and so much more is there. Anyway, where did I leave off here? You're closing the gates with the proper dose of vitamin D with your castle. And now think of another thing about your castle. It's surrounded by a moat full of alligators so that if any of those marauders try to get across that moat, they'll be devoured by alligators. And that you could think of as your glycoprotein that I was talking about before. Because if you feed those alligators junk food, like most Americans are on, genetically modified soybean, corn, oil, Roundup laden wheat, etc., Roundup in the meats, because they're fed the GMO grains and it does not go away. And by the way, we can see all this chemistry because when we assay a person's blood, the directions for getting yours done are in the book, How to Cure Diabetes. And remember, I never leave anyone out when we write a book. I always just pick on one disease to bring in more people to show them that God created the body to heal. It's only medicine that wants to keep it a secret because it doesn't sell drugs. The alligators, if they're fed processed foods, like most people are, and prescriptions, then they will die. They're not going to be the meat-eating protectors of your moat. Back when I was going to say, why don't you hear anything about nutrients if they're so great from these specialists, the CDC and Johns Hopkins and NIH, et cetera. Well, I'll tell you why. Because there is so much deceit in medicine that it even makes me speechless. And for a blonde woman, that's pretty miraculous, as my husband will say. To give you an idea of one study in the Journal of the American Medical Association, they looked at people dying of sepsis in the hospital. This is overwhelming infection. When you have sepsis, you have about 50% chance of dying in ICU and never leaving. So it's very serious when you have overwhelming infection. And this is one of the things that people with COVID die from, is overwhelming sepsis as well as the clots. Anyway, so in this study, they decided to see if a small dose of vitamin C, which they called a high dose, would make any difference. The dose was pathetic. It was only 4 grams, 4 times a day for 4 days. When I lectured with Linus Pauling, he would have laughed at that dose because it is not a high dose. But they called it that in the title of their article. Anyway, when they finished the study, they found an amazingly wonderful thing, and that is that just $10 worth of vitamin C dropped the death rate in ICU 34%. Wow, this should have made every news broadcast all over the world. Instead, they buried it. In other words, and by the way, again, I must remind people I'm a junkie, a reference junkie. Everything I say, we have the scientific backup, the medical evidence in our books and newsletters, because I insist on it because I teach physicians as well. So anyway, how did they bury it? If you read the article, which whenever they try to badmouth a nutrient, then I give you the lowdown in the Total Wellness newsletter, because I think it's the only place you're going to find it. Anyway, what they did was, when they found there was a 34% drop in death rate in ICU, which has never been heard of. There's no other drug that does this. There's no drug that does it, rather. They decided that, well, we're not going to use death as our cutoff for this study. We're going to see if it improves a biomarker. That sounds much more sophisticated. We're going to use a blood test called the CRP, C-reactive protein. Well, the problem is CRP takes weeks to change. It's a protein made by the body when you have a highly inflammatory in situation. It is not something that you... It's just so ludicrous. And, of course, it did not change the CRP. So the title of the article was something like, high-dose vitamin C useless for changing biomarkers of sepsis in patients. I mean, this is, and there are many more what I call crooked studies. If I were one of those researchers, I would be so embarrassed that that I had just shown the whole world that extreme biochemical ignorance, extreme. So this is the kind of stuff that we're up against all the time, because there are many articles in the Journal of the American Medical Association that have, again, tried to trash vitamin D, and we'll go into that maybe another time. In fact, you can't even heal cancers without adequate D. And yet, where are the oncologists who measure this? For example, D is necessary. You probably know that cancer cells love sugar. That's fertilizer for them. They adore sugar. And vitamin D is one of the very few nutrients that starves a cancer cell for sugar. It turns it off so it can't get it. So and to my way of thinking, anybody treating someone with cancer who doesn't even check their vitamin D level, they're not planning on healing them. They're just planning on drugging them with chemotherapy. And most people with a cancer die of either metastases or the effects of chemotherapy. They don't die from the cancer. Wow, we have covered so much today, and I want to give you a few little snippets here. There are 7 stages, which we haven't had a chance to even go into, and if there's enough requests from you listeners to the station, we can hopefully go into the 7 stages. The 6th stage is after the COVID comes out of hibernation, which is where it is now in thousands of millions of asymptomatic people. It comes out as variants. You've heard of those. You've read about them in the Wall Street. All sorts of variants are overtaking many countries, Brazil, India, et cetera, England. And they are now rampantly going through the United States. Some of these variants are what we call prions. They are hunks of protein which have no genetic material. That means you can't make a vaccine against it as easily. And there have never been any drugs for it. But again, God never leaves us out. There are so many things that once you start learning the biochemistry of healing the body, regardless of what the label is, there are so many opportunities. The prions, one of the places they attack, they don't attack the ACE2 receptors like the spike proteins do, and vitamin D closes those as well as other things. The prions attack a GSK3 receptors, and that makes them head for the brain and cause all sorts of brain deterioration, depression, brain fog, and we're seeing this now in the long haulers. People who had COVID or even had a vaccine or didn't even have any, but now they have the symptoms, they are getting the symptoms 6 months later that are worse than the original COVID. And many of them are unusual symptoms or new symptoms. And we should talk about that sometime too, because these long haulers are 50% of them have brain fog, poor memory, depression. The brain is a target organ. And the reason the brain can be a target organ is that these variants attack the GSK3 receptors, but there's a nutrient that can neutralize it. And again, it's cheap, but you won't hear about it from the CDC or any place else. Is lithium. But again, you don't want a high dose. Everything has a bell-shaped curve. You remember the three bears? Too little, too much, and just right for the amount of porridge. Well, everything else, air, food, and water. You can die from too much air, food, and water. You can die from too little air, food, and water. And when people hear about one nutrient, sometimes they go off and think, oh, well, if a little is good, I'm going to take a lot. And they OD themselves and make themselves worse. So if you're not going to take responsibility for educating yourself and reading at least 2021 Total Wellness, then don't take it. And just get your vaccine, wear your mask, and forget about taking anything where you could make yourself worse because you're looking for a quick fix and you don't want to really take the responsibility for learning how to make yourself well. Don't forget that many of your nutrients you may find at the mall. The lithium, you want lithium orotate, 4.6 milligrams, elemental. You do not want any other form. The mall is 877-817-9828. And in the Total Wellness newsletter, we have all the doses, sources, et cetera, for everything, plus the directions and the scientific evidence as well. And that's at Prestige, P-R-E-S-T-I-G-E, prestigepublishing.com. So in our few minutes that we have left, what's the most important thing we should leave you with? You definitely want to close those COVID gates with the proper dose of D. What we have found in assaying the levels of D in our readers in 24 countries is the level of D that it takes to bring you to 80 to 90 is about 10,000 IU a day. And I prefer a Carlson brand. You probably find it at the mall here. I don't know. And if your level, then you want to have your level checked, 1,25 dihydroxy D3, in like a month. If it's over 100, then you only need it Monday through Friday. If it's not to 100, you may need it every day of the week, plus maybe one extra day. And that has brought thousands of people to the right level. And they can check it very easily. There are many sites now on the Internet where people can order their own tests. There are different labs around the country now where you can walk in and order your own things. And we have resources that we have found as well in Total Wellness. And for that test that looks at, it's the best test I've seen in 50 years of medicine that looks at your vitamins, minerals, fatty acids, aminos, organics to show why you're sick or why you're COVID bait even though you feel wonderful or why you're not getting over it when you've had it and you're 6 months down the road as a long hauler. It doesn't matter where you are or what you have. It's the best test I've seen in 50 years of medicine. And what it is, the test and how to get it, is described in the book, How to Cure Diabetes. I think one of the more important things to make sure you do is also do your oil change. Remember we said the United States has created new people. We have changed the chemistry of the humans. Make sure that you are getting off those grocery store oils now for a while and having the best quality cod liver oil you can. I prefer lemon-flavored cod liver oil in glass only. So I hope we've given you a few thousand snippets today on how to make yourself too smart to fail, because it's now or never in this COVID world. Now is the time, and this has been a great excuse to make ourselves healthier than ever. Thank you so much for listening today to The Power Hour. This is Dr. Sherry Rogers, MD, wishing you all the best of health in the world. And remember that you are the major person determining it.
Against life, probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Foods, Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? ThePowerMall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at ThePowerMall.com today.